Jim Jones is prompting you to ask me that question. Is my mother there? Charles Gary told me I could talk to her. Over. No, I'm not involved in Charles' activities. Is my mother there? I want to talk to her.
Tom?
Hmm?
What's going on?
Are you finished?
Yeah.
Over.
I want you to know, Mom, that I love you and I miss you. And when you come back in San Francisco, I can be easily reached. I'm listed. Over. I heard that you adopted a child. That's wonderful. You should see your new grandson. He's beautiful. He's 2 years old, and he's very intelligent, and I'd like for him to know all of you. When are you going to come back to the States? Over. No, I never got married. I want now. Over. Negative copy.
She wants you to save you.
No, I never got married. I want to speak to Michelle.
No, say again, 803. Say again, 803. Okay, go ahead, Mike. She said Mike doesn't want to talk to you, but Albert is there.
I hear, okay. Okay, Albert, let me hear Albert. Albert, hello, I miss you, sweetheart, and I want you to come home. You want to come to San Francisco? Over.
You sound like Sarah
Bernhardt, honey. I didn't hear what you said, Al. I'll say it again.
I said you sound like Sarah Bernhardt.
Well, whoever, I don't know who that is, Al. How are you?
Why didn't you tell us about 3 or 4 years ago, Mickey? This is the first time I've heard from you.
Because, Albert, Jim Jones said whoever left People's Temple would be killed. And I was afraid. I was hurting. I was staying away from Jim Jones and People's Temple, Al. Do you want to leave? If you do, I'm here in San Francisco. Do you want to come to me? Over. This goes to all of my family, that if you ever change your mind and if you want to leave People's Temple, you can do it. Jim Jones has no power over you at all. You can leave People's Temple, you can live in the United States. And I'm here, and you can contact me whenever you want to contact me. Let me speak. If Michael, I don't believe that Michael won't talk to me. I think you're keeping him from me. I want to speak to Grandma. Over.
Mickey, your grandmother's a solid one. Your grandmother does not want to speak to you, uh-huh.
Oh, your voice has really changed. You sound so grown up. Is Grandpa there? I want to speak to Grandpa then.
We'll call him again and ask him, all right?
Okay. Tim. Is he there? I want to speak to Uncle Tim. Over. Because I have what? Well, I didn't understand the last part. Over.
Repeat it, Arthur. Repeat.
Ricky Bobby, while we're talking, you're the one that sounds like a robot. Over.
Is Uncle Tim there, Albert? I didn't hear what you said. Let me speak to Uncle Tim. Okay, that's all right. I want you to know now, please tell Michael and tell everybody else there that I love them and I miss them. And when they decide to leave People's Temple, they can call me, contact me, and I'll do all I can to get them back here. I miss you all, and I know what your life is like down there. I know how awful it is. I know how miserable it is. So please, call me when you want to leave. You don't have anything to be afraid of. There's nothing to be afraid of. I know how few of you want to go. Now please leave there as soon as you can. It's not worth it. Over.
Such a beautiful, wonderful place. We
plan to
live here the rest of our lives. Over.
Okay, all right. But if you ever change your mind, please do. Please contact me. Does anybody else want to talk to me? Does anyone have another message for me? Over.
This is your mom, Mickey. You really sound crazy. I'm just wondering who's been talking to you. I've never heard you talk so silly. Over.
Okay, Mother, I want you to know I love you and I miss you, and I'm doing everything I can to get you back to the United States. Over.
Say again, Ed Archery.
Well, Michelle, I don't believe you. I believe that all of you down there that are my family, I believe that you do love me. I believe that you do miss me. And I believe that eventually you'll be away from there. And when you will be away from there, we will be a family again. I will not give up on that. I believe it will happen. We will again be a family away from Jim Jones, because he is not going to be able to keep all the people down in that jungle the way he's trying to keep you down there. I imagine that he's probably there listening to me right now. Is he? Over. All right, Michelle, does anyone else want to talk to me? Over.
Where's your grandpa, Mickey?
Hey! Should I talk? Grandpa, hi! I'm so glad to hear you! How are you? Over.
WB6 MID portable 8R3 WA6 DTJ, did you copy 8R3? WB6 MID portable 8R3, this is WA6 DTJ, an international phone patch. Did you copy? Over.
Can I just copy?
Yes.
Grandpa, I want you to know that I've got your first great-grandchild here. Would you like to see him? Over.
Say it again.
Grandpa, this is Mickey. I have your first great-grandchild with me. Would you like to see him when you get back to the United States? Over. I hear that, Grandpa. All of you are telling me what a beautiful place that jungle is. That's fine. What I'm telling you is that when you decide to leave there, I'm here in San Francisco. I'm here here waiting on you. I want to have another Christmas. I want to have another Thanksgiving. I want to have a family. I want you all to get out of there as soon as you can. Over. That wasn't real clear, but I understand that I have to wait. I'm willing to wait. I've waited all these years, and I'll wait more. I'll wait as long as it takes for Jim Jones to give up what he's doing to you and to everybody else. Does anybody else want to talk to me? Over. Okay, that's all right. You tell me that over the radio, but believe whatever you want to believe in your heart and follow what you feel to be true to yourself. Is Grandma there? Over. Well, tell her that her grandchild loves her. I love her and I miss her. And I wish that she would talk to me. There's nothing I can say that would hurt her. I want to tell her I love her and I miss her. And I want to see her as soon as possible. Over. I didn't hear that.
Say again, 8R3.
Over, I want to speak to Uncle Tim. Over. Well, tell Uncle Tim that I miss him and I love him, and tell them all that their nephew and their grandchild is here with me, and I want them all to see him. We're a family, and I want us to be a family again. Jim Jones is not strong enough to break up a family, no matter how hard he tries. It may take him a few years, but we'll get back together again. Over. What I said is, I have your grandchild here and your nephew here. And I don't care how many years Jim Jones tries to keep you away, he cannot break this family up forever. Nothing is stronger than the family. And, over.
Who is on the other end of it?
Is that Albert?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Is that Albert? Over.
Roger.
Okay, Albert, you understand why I had to leave you like that. Al, you understand because Jim Jones said we would be killed. That's why. I left on my own. Albert, you can leave on your own too. You can leave just like I did. You have to make that decision yourself. You have to decide that you want to leave People's Temple. You have to decide that you want to leave Jim Jones. You have to decide that you're not afraid of him. You have to do it yourself. And when you decide that you want to get out of there, then let call. Just leave. You know, there's a lot of people here who will help you. You don't have to stay there the rest of your life. Nothing is telling you you have to stay there. You will not be, you will not drop dead when you leave. He does not have a gift. He is not metaphysical. He cannot heal. You have no reason to be afraid of him. Over.
WB6MID, Portable Radar 3, did you copy? WB6MID, Portable Radar 3, and WA6BTJ, and international phone patch traffic, of course, frequency would be appreciated. Did you copy 8R3?
That sounds like Grandpa, and if it was Grandpa, I'm happy to hear your voice. I'm glad. I hope that you're getting the proper medical care down there that you need. You're probably not, but I hope you are. Oh, Uncle Marvin is very concerned about you, and he wants me to say hello to all of you and that he misses all of you. Uncle Bob feels the same way, and so do all of the Touches. They're all rooting for you, and they hope that you will leave there as soon as possible. They miss you. They hold no grudges against you. They understand. They understand the sickness of Jim Jones also. Over.
We're not going to give up, and he can sit back there and he can laugh and laugh and laugh.
because we in the United States are going to continue until our families are returned to us. Over. No, Daddy, that's your word. I didn't say that. We'll do it legally. Everything will be done legally. And like I said, Jim Jones will not be able to continue ripping up families and controlling people's minds the way he does it. Over.
Ricky, I'm going to say it, and I'm going to say it my own mind. Over.
Okay, but I'm telling you, Daddy, that just to keep talking to you, it's wonderful hearing your voice. It's great. I'm glad that you're okay, and I'm glad that you're able to at least keep talking. Hey, can I keep talking, Tom?
Seven.
I want you to know, Daddy, that your grandson needs a grandfather, and he needs his aunts and his uncles and his grandmother. And as soon as you get back here, you will love him. You should see him. He plays. He's a little athlete. Already, he's a little athlete. And he's he plays baseball. He tosses a tennis racket. And he's a lot of fun. You would have a ball with him. You would enjoy him so much. Over.
Straighten out, breathing down here. We have a beautiful
three-bedroom
home.
Well, I have a beautiful studio apartment, and I did my time with people's people, and I'm not going to do any more time, Daddy. I had enough of it. I don't want Jim Jones. I don't want people's people. I want my son out to where he can make up his mind to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. I don't want anyone telling him what to say over a radio. Over.
Hey, over.
I have no hate. All I've told you is how much I love you and how much I miss you and how much I cannot wait to see you again. And your little grandson here, he can say he's been taught how to say Aunt Michelle. He's been taught how to say Uncle Mike, Uncle Al, Grandma and Grandpa, and Uncle Tim, Aunt Ava, Aunt Sandy, and Aunt Brenda, Aunt John, Uncle Johnny and Uncle Joe. He can say all that. He's waiting on the day when he can come back, when all of you will come back and see him. Over.
Vicki, what are you trying to do? You know that we use aunts and uncles and grandpas and grandmas, moms and pops. Over.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Don't even tell me that. Why did Jim Jones' own daughter leave the church if it's so fantastic?
Vicki, you are an absolute liar. You know that we do. Over.
Daddy, I'm not lying to you. You did not teach me to lie. You taught me to tell the truth. You taught me to think for myself. You taught me to be individualistic, and you taught me to be independent. And that's what I'm being right now. I'm not lying. He told us to break family ties. He told us to call our parents by their first names. And I don't want to adapt. I don't want to I don't want to be what somebody else has told me to be. I'm Mickey Touche, and for me to adapt to Jim Jones' way of living is sick and degenerate. Over.
I said I did not teach you to get involved in drugs and violent revolutions. Over.
You're right. You never taught me to do that, and I never did it. Over.
You're right. Over.
Well, Daddy, if that can all be proven, please do it. Please prove it. Tell Jim Jones to produce records that shows me getting involved in that type of thing. When I left the church, he told you that I was in jail. Make him prove to you the jail copies. I never did anything like that. Over.
Ricky, I didn't know you was in jail. Were you in jail?
No, I wasn't, but Jim Jones said I was. Over.
That's all right, Ricky. That's all right.
Like I said, Daddy, I wasn't, but if I had been in jail, then the copies could be proven. Daddy, look at us. Man, you are fighting. Daughter and father are fighting over Jim Jones. Daddy, that's not even right. It's not natural. I don't want to talk to you like this. I want to tell you how much I love you. I don't want to talk to you about raising my child and about you being a grandfather. That's what I'm interested in. I want to know if you can ever leave the church. Over. I have no desire to go down there. I want you all to come back up into the United States. I know you want to leave, Daddy, and that's good enough for me. When you decide to, I'm here in San Francisco, and I know what this conversation means. I love you and I miss you. Nobody understands People's Temple and Jim Jones better than people who have gone through it, than ex-members. When you decide to leave, I'm here. I'm waiting for you. Over.
Hey, any psychiatrist would tell us just over 8. And I don't want to live in your apartment, over.
Okay, but I want you to know that if I can, if there's any way I can get down there, I'll try to get to Guyana to see you. Will Jim Jones pay my way there and back? Over.
DTJ, terminating phone patch with WD6 MID, portable 8R3.
Oh.